habitual solution to this problem because I no longer had a home. Finally, and I shall never know how much later it was, one clear thought came to me. Try prayer. You can't lose. And maybe God will help you. Just maybe, mind you. Having no one else to turn to, I was willing to give him a chance, although with considerable doubt. I got down on my knees for the first time in 30 years. The prayer, I said, was simple. It went something like this. God, for 18 years, I have been unable to handle this problem. Please, let me turn it over to you. Immediately, a great feeling of peace descended upon me, intermingled with a feeling of being suffused with a quiet strength. I lay down on the bed and slept like a child. An hour later, I awoke to a new world. Nothing had changed, and yet everything had changed. The scales had dropped from my eyes, and I could see life in its proper perspective. I had tried to be the center of my own little world, whereas God was the center of a vast universe of which I was perhaps an essential but a very tiny part. It is well over 16 years since I came back to life. I have never had a drink since. This alone is a miracle. It is, however, only the first of a series of miracles that have followed one another as a result of my trying to apply to my daily life the principles embodied in our 12 steps. I would like to sketch for you the highlights of these 16 years of a slow but steady and satisfying upward climb. Poor health and a complete lack of money necessitated my remaining with Dr. Bob and Ann for very close to a year. It would be impossible for me to pass over this year without mentioning my love for and my